Okay, let's go. Yeah, Sif, we're up to Sif Hey. Tovkuf Pei Base Sif Hey. Yeah. Emloyama Zachrenu Umicho Moicha Ein Machzir Nasu. If you don't say Zachrenu Umicho Moicha, you don't have to go back. We'll see in Mishabra why that is. Agoba Filo Lo Oko Raglo Vadain, actually Simis Abrocha. When you haven't finished, completely finished Mana Esri, you just finished that particular Brocha, you don't need to go back. Who Adin says the Ramayim Lo Omer Chsoiv B'Seif and Amidin Hachi. Same halacha applies if you didn't say the other two additions at the end, the additions of Chsoiv and B'Seifer. So says the Mishnah Berurah Zachreinu Michamoicha. The Hagoinim Tignum Aseres Meitshuva Lo Mer Zachreinu Berkas. All those the Gaonim instituted that we say during the Aseres Meitshuva Zachreinu and Berkas Avos, the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei, Bigvuros, and second bracha Michamoicha. Hoda Chsoiv Sim Shalom B'Seifer. And Hoda they instituted you say Chsoiv, and in Sim Shalom you say B'Seifer. Well, Cain says the Mishmar, therefore, Kivan She'enu Ela Tikkun HaGaonim, since it's only a Tikkun HaGaonim, in other words, there's a difference between the fact one and something which is in the Gemara and something that was instituted by the Gaonim, which was later. Mishachach La'omram Ein Laksar. If you forget to say them, you don't have to go back. Rak Shasiyim Osa Brocha. Even if you just only finished that Brocha. It's Nemesh Omar Shem Shala Brocha. If you said the Shem Hashem at the end of the Brocha, that's when Ein Laksar Mishum Chashash Brocha Levatala. That is why you don't go back, because of a Chashash, a concern of Brocha Levatala, of saying a bracha in vain. Aval kolzman shlo amar Hashem shel bracha. But as long as you didn't say the Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, yochel lachzav b'yishesh kamo shemos. You can go back, even though there are many other shemos, names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bracha. Kigoyin v'chol achayim. You say, okay, Lishu Aseinu, Ezra Aseinu, so even so, you still go back as long as you haven't said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. L'chaim Omer Yomer B'Shva Tachas HaLamed. L'chaim, you say with the Shva underneath the Lamed. V'lo Yomer B'Patach to L'Lishtam L'chaim. You don't say with the Patach, so it shouldn't be sound like L'chaim, Kolema Lo'chaim, which would imply not life. V'yomim Ho'elu, She'hein, you may din these days, which are days of din, you have to be very careful the way you pronounce everything in your davening. The rest of the year, we do say the rest of the year, v'hamidenu malkeinu l'chaim. B'patach tachas alamed, with the patach, the ah, underneath the lamed, and we're not concerned. Pardon?
So the Sephardim, what do they do?
I don't know what they do, but I do know, that there are, Mishnah Berurah says clearly here, say, Zochreinu L'chaim, but there are Minhagim, historically the United Synagogue Minhag, actually, if you look in the Machzor, there was a whole thing about this when they produced a new Machzor, it was the first time in about 100 years they produced an updated version of the Routledge. There it does say Zochreinu L'chaim. Their Minhag was to say L'chaim, but most people say L'chaim. Mishnah Berurah is very clear, you should say L'chaim.
With a Shva.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Anyway, we're not worried the rest of the year. Because after the intention of the word, you don't mean chas v'shalom to say lo chayim, right? So therefore, we're not concerned. On Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Seres Meit Shuv, very particular way we pronounce things. V'lo yomer lechayim tovim. He says you don't say the words lechayim tovim, rak lechayim, only lechayim to life. Ad sheyagia leuchsoiv lechayim, until he reaches the words uchsoiv lechayim. Then you say l'chaim tovim. When you reach the words chsov l'chaim, then you say l'chaim tovim, which is towards the end of Shemoneh Esra. Because someone who asks for something needs to ask at the beginning for something small, and then you ask for something more. So in other words, this is a very interesting take on the tefillahs. I don't know if this occurred to many of us before, but that's the difference, right? The reason why your beginning of Shemoneh Esra, you say Zochreinu L'chaim, without the tovim, doesn't say the word tovim, good life. And when you get to the end, you say Chsov L'chaim tovim, because you're building up from something which is first you ask for life, and then you ask for good life. Ein lema ba'ahavo mikro kodesh. You don't say the word with love, mikro kodesh, rak yom terua mikro kodesh. You just say yom terua, a day of shofar blowing mikro kodesh. They explain here the reason is because terua is effectively a reference to din, and therefore, when because the context of it being din, it wouldn't be appropriate to refer to the words ba'ahavo. You have that balance with when it comes to. Yeah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So what does it say? Yeah, let me just see what it says here. Yeah, that's the Taz, yeah. Since the Loshon Trua is talking about din, ain avo b'din, he says. There's no love in din, in judgment. So to say the word, you know, to say that word wouldn't fit in. Ain lo medvarcha malkeinu emes. You don't say the words dvarcha malkeinu emes, rap medvarcha emes. Your words are true. Uch v'choflin le'eila. You double the word le'eila, b'chol aseres me'tshuva, b'chol ha'kadishim sho'imrim. You double the word le'eila in all the aseres me'tshuva and all the kadishim that are said. Why do we double the word le'eila? So the Levush says, because during this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'ala, goes up higher and higher, so to speak, is sort of raised up, so to speak, from the mouths of the of his creations, because he is sitting on the throne of Din. So everyone, that the idea of praising above and beyond, right? That's le'elo le'elo mekol berachosim v'shirosah, from any blessing and song. Yeah, and of course we know that there are different minhagim when it comes to the word le'elo. Some say le'elo or le'elo, whether you say le'elo le'elo without the vav. Yeah, so therefore that's also discussed. So let's carry on. So Mishmar carries on. If you didn't say the words Chsov B'Sefer, Chulav V'Chein Gam Tosfos V'Chein Tein. Similarly, the additions of V'Chein Tein, V'Chulush Omer Bracha Shlishis. The additions of the words V'Chein Tein, which you say in the third bracha, imlo omroi klal, if you didn't say them at all, ein machzim, so you don't even go back. It's quite interesting. So even on Yoshan Yom Kippur, when you add all those of the extra paragraphs of the v'chein tein, as long as you said hamelech hakodesh at the end, and not all the, and even if you left out all the v'chein teins, then you don't have to go back begin Shemoneh Esrei again. Right, sivvov, omer batfila batitin lanu es hayom hazikaron hazeh, you say in davening, He has given us the Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, but Einu Mazkir Rosh Chodesh. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, D'chsha Omrim Yom HaZikaron, when you say Yom HaZikaron, Koinami Rosh Chodesh Tikri Zikaron. That also refers to Rosh Chodesh, which is called Zikaron. D'chsev Moyadeichem Rosh Chodeshichem V'gem V'hoi Lachem LaZikaron. It says in Yom Moyadim and the Rosh Chodeshichem, etc. V'hoi Lachem LaZikaron. They shall be to you as a zikaron, as a remembrance. So it's an important point the Mishnah Berurah is making here. It's not that we are ignoring the fact that it's a Rosh Chodesh. You know, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and we make reference to that. It's just that when we say the words Yom HaZikaron, that itself includes within it, right, the reference to Rosh Chodesh, and there's no need to mention it separately. Zion imchal b'chol. If it falls on a weekday, Omer Yom Trua Mikro Kodesh, you say Yom Trua Mikro Kodesh, Vim Chal B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, as it does this year, Omer Zichron Trua, so a remembrance of shofar blowing. Right. Omer Yom Trua V'Cholu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu B'Tfilas HaLaila B'Kiddush, even at night time, or in Kiddush, Aval Gav She'ein Token B'Laila, even though you don't blow the shofar at night, Mekomokom HaYom Hu Yom Shel Trua, today is a day of shofar blowing, De La Mocha B'Vada Yisko, because they're going to blow the next day. So therefore, that's why we refer to it, we call it Yom Trua, day, night, it makes no difference, even though we are blowing the shofar only during the day. After the fact, if he said on a weekday the word Zichron Trua, v'siyim ha-brocha, and he concluded the brocha, eino chayzer. So if Rosh Hashanah falls on a weekday, you say the word Zichron Trua, and you complete the brocha, in other words, you did the Shabbos one by mistake, eino chayzer, you don't have to go back. The Torah actually uses the words Zichron Shua, remembrance of shofar blowing. Even the men of Torah, you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So because those words are used in the Torah, and in the Torah it could refer to Shabbos, because in the Torah you can blow on Shabbos, we only don't do it because of the Takonas Chazal, in case you come to carry it, to learn how to use it, to blow it. Similarly on Shabbos, with the reverse, if you said the words Yom Terua, you also don't need to go back. If you said Yom Terua without saying Zichron Terua. You say the word, those extra words on Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Which means to want our rest. Because the day of affliction is not complete rest. So to say the words Ritzevim Nuchosenu in our rest wouldn't fit on Yom HaKippurim. Let's just maybe do a little bit more. Ches eino oimer moedim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sosoin. You don't say the words moedim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sosoin. There are opinions that say you say that, but we don't say those words. In the Tefillah, V'chein Eino Omer V'Hasiyenu, we don't say the paragraph V'Hasiyenu, which you say on Avi Yomim Tovim. But Tefillas Musaf, and in Tefillah Musaf, Eino Omer V'Ein Anu Yichol Na'alos V'Liros Lefonecha. You don't say those words. We're not able to go up and appear before you. Elav Ein Anu Yicholim La'asos Chavoseinu Lefonecha. We can't perform our obligations in front of you. This is a small change, which you, if you don't, you look carefully at davening, you notice it, that on the Sholosh Regalim, we say La'alos V'Leirois, because they're the Sholosh Regalim, they're the, you go up to the Beis HaMikdash. This doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And you finish off the bracha, the words of Dvarach HaEmes, etc. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Omer Moedim L'Simcha V'Cholo, you don't see Moedim L'Simcha, Rotzo Loma, Deloka Ezo Deo, Shoz Gruba Tor, Desvilo Shish Omer. There are opinions that say you need to say those words, but we don't hold like that. Ein Omer V'Einon Yichon Ma'alos V'Leirois, Tafir B'Zman HaMikdash, even in time of the Beis HaMikdash, lo ya mitzvahs asay lehirois ki mishlosh regalim. Even in time of the Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a mitzvah asay to appear, except on the shlosha regalim, on the three festivals, the three Yomim Tovim, and that's why we don't have those words on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Hakel.
Pardon? Yeah, Hakel was totally different as well, but we're talking about in terms of Yom Tov, yeah. You finish off with the words Udvarach HaEmes. Your words are true. Yoma v'simloich ato Hashem levadecha. Another little point in Tefillah, in the davening, you say v'simloich ato Hashem levadecha v'lo ato hu Hashem levadecha, and not the word who. It's just without. It's without the word. It's without the word who. Okay, let's leave it there.